You're listening to the Daidokoro Video Podcast. Hi, I'm Pat Tokuyama, and you're about to discover some of the tastiest ways to feed your mind, body, and soul. A pharmacist by training, you may know me as the founder of All Day I Eat Like a Shark, the food blog, YouTube channel, or as author of several Japanese cookbooks. If you desire to live a healthy life and are looking for a different way forward with a hunger for growth, then this video podcast is for you. Daidokoro is a Japanese term for kitchen. And I'm glad you're here. With each episode, we're going to be bringing clarity to your cooking by blending Japanese tradition and life lessons into bite-sized bits that even a shark would enjoy. Ready to make some magic happen? Let's dive into the amazing story of how a broken cup became a masterpiece. Ever wonder how a simple accident could actually give birth to a whole new art form? It all starts with a shogun, his favorite bowl, and, well, a moment of huge disappointment. So, picture this. It's the late 15th century in Japan, a really creative time, so the shogun broke his favorite tea bowl, and this thing was one of a kind. He sent it all the way to China to get fixed. At the time, that was his only option. When it came back, it was held together with these ugly metal staples. It worked, but yikes. He was super disappointed, so he challenged his own craftsmen to find a more beautiful fix. And they delivered. Instead of hiding the damage, they decided to highlight it with pure gold. This new art form was called kintsugi, or golden joinery. The damage was the design, so the break wasn't a flaw anymore. It was a unique part of the bowl's history. But why did this philosophy pop up right then? What was so special about this moment? Well, it all comes back to the Japanese tea ceremony, which was flourishing at the time. Tea culture was all about a philosophy called wabi-sabi, finding beauty in imperfection. Wabi-sabi is all about embracing flaws and appreciating an object's unique life story. So kintsugi wasn't just a repair method, it was wabi-sabi made real. The golden seams didn't just fix the bowl, they made it stronger and way more beautiful, and that brings up a pretty deep question, right? What if our breaks make us beautiful too? Thanks for joining us today from wherever you're watching or listening from. And if you haven't yet, it'd mean a lot to me if you could share your thoughts in a review on iTunes to let me know what you think of this new video podcast. Then I can take that feedback and make things better for next time. And I'd encourage you to share this with a friend or a loved one, because if you've gotten value out of it, chances are they will too. Want to try cooking Japanese food at home from scratch? Head over to alldayieat.com/aisatsu, AISATSU, to get started today. And if you're new here, make sure to check out alldayieat.com/daidokoro, DAIDOKORO, for all the show notes, bonus materials, resources, and more.